This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
They get it off. Perfectly timed. Cameron Artis Payne to the left side. To the 10. 5. Touchdown, Dallas. Second touchdown of the game for the Auburn running back.
Man, you thought, she thought it was no longer an issue. But here is the XFL with pretty good ratings in the Metroplex causing another rift in your relationship. We have actual audio of it coming up here on Sean and RJ. But first, we're a sucker for MJ trash talk stories. Anytime we see or hear one, we always have to relay it on the air. A couple Tolos sent this to us. This is Kevin Garnett sitting down with J.R. Ryder. Now, J.R. Ryder is one of those, like, playground, what could have been legends. Isaiah J.R. Ryder, he was one of those next guys who was supposed to be the next Jordan. So, Ryder and KG played together on the Timberwolves. Here is their story about learning never, ever, ever to trash talk Michael Jordan.
So KG had never seen me play against Mike.
We in Chicago, you know, it's my rookie year.
And I got about 24 going into the fourth quarter.
JR is having a good game.
So I'm quiet. I always stay quiet when I play mine. I didn't talk too much.
So as we come out the timeout, just I'm on, y'all. I can't even explain it.
We come out of the fourth quarter, KG like, man, keep going at his ass. Serve him. He can't guard you.
Yo, keep killing that, yo. Boning him, yo. Straight up. You having a good game, Joe. Keep going.
I was quiet. I'm looking at him like, chill, because Mike was literally right there.
Right here. Mike can hear me. So I double battle it. Yeah.
Okay. Keep going at him.
Wild.
Too strong for this dude, man.
So as I say that, I feel it.
So Mike looked at me, looked at KG.
Hands on hips, legs locked. The nigga stabbed me for about 15 seconds.
I was like, Mike, he don't know the rules of the game, man. He's just a young pup. You know what I mean?
Hey, look, Mike, he don't really know how we... I see him and Mike having a conversation. So he's like, he don't really know. He excited. Whatever. So now MJ on the back leg joint.
Okay, he talking?
Okay, yeah,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, huh?
And Mike looked at him again like, okay. Looked at me like, okay. I said, what you looking at me like that for, right?
I can't even really describe the next like 6 to 7 minutes of play, y'all.
Went to the fourth quarter, man. That man got about 17 quick.
We down 25 now. It was just at 2.
Mad, looking at KG, looking at me, looking at KG.
It got bad quick, y'all. I come to the joint and then they notice. When you come and you've been on the run, when you not got back on the floor, got back, had to rebound, had, and you feel like you on defense all the time, you come to the bench like this. So, I was like, J.R., man, my bad, dog. I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. He like, it's cool, man. I told you, just shut your ass up, man. You're not fine.
How good is that?
Man.
How good is that? I love it. How has he never lost in even a mythical trash-talking story? How, he's never lost. Never lost.
Never lost. Never undefeated. Never lost.
Thank you, LeVar. You got a young KG. An all-time trash talker along with Gary Payton. Ryder trying to settle Mike down. Like, Mike. He doesn't know. He doesn't know, man. Just chill. Just relax. And Michael not caring. The damage was done. And it went from a two-point game to 25 with Jordan ripping off 17 points like that.
Yeah, and now you went back and looked at the box score. And he only scored 11 in the fourth that game. So even the mythical stories about Jordan basically double his points almost.
Yeah. Maybe he had 6 at the end of the third.
Maybe he did. There you go. Wasn't that baby Jordan?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Because there was another one. There was a Harold Miner.
Harold Miner, the dunker.
Harold Miner was baby Jordan.
He was.
He was okay. Baby Jordan after the slam dunk contest that he won.
Yeah.
That's where that came from. It was Harold Miner. But the aura and the mystery and everything surrounding all these great stories about Michael Jordan, they'll never go away. He's still as big today as he was back then, which we found out earlier this week because there is an auction at Golden Auctions for one Upper Deck card. It had two patches on it, both from, or one from Michael Jordan, one from LeBron James. They were patches they wore during the game. That one baseball card or basketball card. $900,000.
Wow.
That's how much it sold for.
Oh, my Lord, Michael. This never goes away. All right, this audio takes us into two, I think, amazing topics. Number one, she thought football was going away. I know in my house, she walks into the living room and she goes, Dallas? What is this Dallas playing? I thought the Cowboys season was over, and I'm like, ah. It's the Renegades, XFL, it's local, need to pay attention, see the Tolos like it, roll of the eyes, and she thought she had her Sundays or Saturdays back. Well, we take you to the White House, and Roy on this show loves the XFL more than any of us. So his wife, Michelle, is trying to plan their daughter's first birthday. That's the other topic. What do you do for the first birthday? She's trying to plan it while eating some type of snack. Roy's trying to watch XFL, and Roy secretly recorded her for another White House argument.
What did you call it?
It is not fake football.
I've never even heard this XFL, whatever it is.
It just started this year.
This is so dumb. Are you joking me?
It's not fake football. Don't say that anymore.
Okay. They're actually playing, so it's not fake football. Legit football. I pick up back everything I said. Can you please focus on Honey's birthday party?
Now I can.
Okay, so what are we doing? A big party or a little party?
We'll do a big one.
Are you planning this?
I'll plan it. Daddy will take care of it.
All of a sudden you're going to plan this now?
I'll come up with a theme.
It better not be football related.
Space Wars.
No, you're being ridiculous. This is Penny's first birthday party.
She's not going to remember a thing.
Then why are we having one? Can't we just do a cake and call it a day?
That's what I said.
You're the one who said, let's invite friends and make it big.
I mean, big for a baby.
All right. So first the football battle. It's like, I can't. Now, I've tried to give in a little bit. I'm like, I'll watch the last 5 minutes of the fourth. I'll get the alert on my phone. If the Renegades are in a close game, last 5 minutes, you got to give me that. But she still pretty much has the weekends back because I'm not all into it like Roy is for the XFL.
Correct, because you're normal.
How are you scheduling like around XFL games? Are you like making it an appointment and you base your weekend around it like it would be if the Cowboys played?
Oh, no. We haven't had any major conflicts where we've gone elsewhere yet. She's had to do a lot of work stuff. But in this particular instance, I was just sitting on the couch and I was just, we're there hanging out in the house in the afternoon.
Yeah.
So we're watching the game.
Amanda is so judgy. She also calls it fake football. I'm like, you don't even know what they're doing. You don't have any premise. You don't have any basis to say that.
And she's just like, mansplained it.
It's fake. It's just fake football.
You wouldn't know fake from real.
Yeah, she goes, this is dumb. And I'm like, based on what? And she said, it's just dumb. So she just disgusted that there's still football on in the house.
I just want to know what Michelle's eating. Sounds loud.
It does.
Yeah.
Very funny.
Is she eating crickets?
No.
And now we delve into the first birthday party, right? And that was like seven back and forth. Let's do something small. No, let's do something big. Oh, Roy wants something big. She's fine with something small. And, of course, you got to pick the theme of the first birthday party. It's got to have a theme.
Why are you looking at me like that? Ask any other mom. They know they have a theme for their child. Like, some babies like Bohemian Chic.
Are you now telling me I got to do a theme?
Yeah.
You were just telling me, we were just debating whether or not we were going to do a theme.
Because the theme is important. It represents, like, the atmosphere.
Yeah, the atmosphere is it's a one-year-old's birthday.
Yes, but Penny is a rustic theme kind of girl.
Oh, my God. Rustic. You are insane.
I'm not insane.
What you want is for me to execute your plans.
Exactly.
Then why don't you say that?
I'm not trying to be forward.
Well, you could have saved me 20 minutes.
I'm sorry for taking away for a football team or the Renegade. Go Renegades.
Back to the Renegades.
Right.
All right, y'all take over now, the first birthday party.
It was mostly family.
Yeah, but did she want a big to-do?
No, I mean, we both wanted a good-sized party. I mean, it's the most... It's...
Useless?
No, it's not. I mean, it's to the parents. It's very meaningful. It's the first birthday.
It is actually the most important. Yeah. It's number 1, number 16, number 18. Those are the most important. Yeah. At least in my house. Oh, maybe 15. Maybe 15 because my wife's Mexican. You know, when they turn 15, they're a woman.
Quinceañera.
Yeah, but the first one, it's a big deal, but you only have to worry about two things, Roy. All you have to worry about is making sure your baby looks pretty for the pictures.
And the smash cake.
And the pound cake or the smash cake.
You know, we
That's
did.
That's it.
We did that, and Raleigh, our son, literally just stared at it and picked at it, did nothing with it. Had no interest.
So you've already had a first birthday party, so how do you feel about another first?
Oh, I'm just fine with giving her a cake, putting up like some streamers in the background, and taking a nice photo, a nice staged Instagram photo.
I thought Michelle said you wanted to have drinks and people over.
That was never true. I don't know where she got that.
What about the party supplies?
Oh, yeah.
You got to get supplies for the rustic theme.
Can we agree on dainty... Shiplapish barnyard.
Hang on, stop.
What? Dainty.
You can tell this isn't fake audio because it's very rude to have these pretzels in her mouth or whatever she's eating.
They're crickets.
I can't understand what she's saying.
Can we agree on dainty shiplapish barnyard grays pastels? Why are you looking at me like?
I'm not getting all that stuff. You're back in charge.
No, you said you want to do it. I'm just giving you ideas.
Like, all right, then give me a list of what you want, and I'll get it.
Okay, I love you.
I love you too.
Why don't you say it like you mean it?
I love you too. Okay. Listen to my words, not my tone.
Whatever.
Listen to my words, not my tone. And there you go. The White House is all of our homes.
The theme's important. Did you pick a theme? You didn't pick the theme. The theme's important. You're gonna do one.
Yeah, you know what? We had she had a Fiesta Siesta was the theme of the first birthday. And it was like this taco birthday. And we actually made hard tacos. Hard shell tacos.
Nice.
I want no part of anything like that with
this sportsy. My oldest, it was New Year's Day, so it was a college football themed first birthday. And my youngest, it was around Halloween, so it was our pumpkins turning one.
Shiplap, Joanna Gaines, and Chip, if they're available, let me know.
Sean, you okay?
Where'd she come up with that?
Look at Sean. He's like, man.
He knows it's coming.
No, I get this. She sends me every day this damn photography thing.
Oh, the knot. The knot.com.
Yeah, that's right.
So expensive. Every day, it's these freaking kids.
That's right.
And their little poses. I'm not even going to say the name of the company. But
you're going to wait until your baby falls asleep and dress them up like a pea?
Plan like 19 different photo shoots. I'm like, these people cost money. Like, it's a ton. So she's already probably got themes and all this stuff picked out.
You're on the knot, the bump, and the nest all at the same time.
That's right.
You are?
Poor thing. I feel bad.
He's making a joke about her being pregnant, like, during wedding time.
But you're having to deal with all this. I mean, you have to plan a wedding,
a baby, a nursery,
everything.
But thankfully, she is not, probably listening, she's not, she's not high stress, like, acting psycho about it.
Sure,
it's just, she's planning 14 different, these baby photo shoots. Like, I need Tolos who are credible, legit photographers in order to help me out with this. All right, I tried to get a free one for the wedding. I was like, can you get out to Maryland? Can you fly out there possibly? Start off your career? I didn't tell her about that.
Wait, did you ask John, our photographer, yesterday for our photo shoots here at the station?
Yeah, right. What's your heart level on this career?
How bad do you want it? Yeah.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.